This is Entrepreneur Radio. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
And today I'm in Phoenix, Arizona for Meltdown in the Desert with Scott Duffy. And both hours of our show, we do 2 hours, one on Saturday and one on Sunday. And both hours are dedicated to Meltdown in the Desert. And Scott, maybe you could talk about, just tell them what Meltdown is all about.
It's about my shoes are melting right now. It's literally, it is like 120 degrees here in Phoenix. And we're here for the Meltdown Conference, which is really, I think, the number one gathering of social influencers in the United States. And it's really amazing because I think it's the conference that you haven't heard of yet. But I think that next year, I think this, they're just going to blow this up. It's unbelievable what Colby has done building a community.
Colby K, again, Meltdown in the Desert 2, because this is the second one. You can find it at meltdownevent.com. It is sponsored by Entrepreneur, Microsoft, and Ryan Tech. And we'll be talking to Kevin McMillan from Ryan Tech in a little bit. Joining us right now is Dom Falsett. He is the founder of Think, React, Lead. And he has a website you can check out, domdailycoaching.com. And Dom, maybe you can tell us a little bit about what you're doing here at Meltdown.
I was brought in to speak. I know Colby from just being a value add on Facebook and Instagram and private Facebook community, kind of add a lot of value. And he called me one night and asked if I could come. Of course, I said yes. I think I've known Colby for a short period of time. But he brought me in to share my story and to share kind of that next step into growth, right? So Think, React, Lead is think as an executive, react like a soldier, and lead. I'm an ex-cop, Air Force veteran, still dealing with, you know, the night terrors and the PTSD and all the diagnosis that come along with that, but not allowing it to slow me down. But I'm not the only one with that. I'm not going to call it an issue. I'm not the only one with some of those fears. So whether it is something happened to you when you were in your younger age, as we were talking about earlier, or you're just struggling just to get outside of the house, been there, done that, still dealing with it, but it doesn't stop me from being a W-2 earner, leadership development at a corporation, and then running my own business. And fortunately, today my book came out yesterday, actually. So it's showing people that there's a hustle and grind, but there's a method to your madness, and you can't let social media dictate what it is that you do to grow into your purpose.
What's the name of your book? Tell us about your book.
The book is called Think, React, Lead. When success and accomplishments aren't enough, I'm an executive coach. And ironically enough, I don't market any of what I do, and I normally don't share my clients, not their information, just who they are. That to me is not important, just a one-on-one conversation. Most people come to me because they want to grow in a business or they want to grow in their corporation. About two sessions in, we realized that, okay, it's not the business that you want to grow. You want to grow yourself. You're just uncomfortable or unaware that the issue is you. There's the skin that you operate in, as opposed to being afraid and jumping out vulnerable to operate in the skin that you were birthed in. And that's really what we do. We dial in. And I'm a little rough because of my background, cadre in a police department, like I said, a veteran, and just getting past the emotional, everybody has to kind of step on rose petals around people nowadays, and nobody's really comfortable with that real 1980s approach of suck it up, but find a way to do it, understand who you are, and move forward.
I think anything before 1980s, so it's the earlier approach, the old school approach of, you know, say it how it is.
Right.
You know, this PC world has gotten a little nutty, but anyway, first of all, thank you for your service.
Thank you, sir.
Both in the military and as a police officer.
Awesome.
Think, React, Lead. Tell me why you named it that, your book.
I named it that from, so when I was a cop, it was dark for myself, and I used to kick in doors without a bulletproof vest just because I didn't want to be around. Like, I didn't want to exist, but I didn't really have it in me to kill myself. I figured as long as I kick in a door, eventually I'll get shot at, so if I can just do it without a vest, I'll just do it. I'll get shot, and I'm out. I'm done. Done with life. I lack the ability to connect emotionally with anybody or anything. But, you know, it's funny. Like, you go through that kind of pain, and I've never met a person that has done that, right? But we all have our aughts in life, if you will. But what I realized was I'm kicking the door, not caring what's on the other side. Intel tells me there's two guys in there, maybe four or five guns. I kick in the door, and there's six or seven guys in there. But I still engage. Like, I didn't stop and say, you know what, guys? Hey, you know what? Everything's messed up. Let's pause this. I'll come back tomorrow when there's less people here. I would just engage, and I would just move. And, like, I didn't die. And what I realized is that when you operate with that tenacity and that fervor and that fire, like, it scares people. Scares people that are considered tough. In that case, it was drug dealers.
All right, hold still, because I'm scared. But I have to take a break, so we'll do that and come back with more. Talking with Dom Falsett. You can find him online at domdailycoaching.com. This is Entrepreneur Radio. Scott and I will come back with more questions on the other side.
Get the latest issue of Entrepreneur Magazine delivered right to your door. Visit entrepreneur.com and subscribe today. Entrepreneur Radio. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
Welcome back. I'm Alan Taylor. Again, we're at the Meltdown in the Desert event. This gentleman we're talking to has a ferocious energy about him. Dom Falsett. Again, his new book out, Think, React, Lead. That is also, he's the founder of that organization, that company. His website, domdailycoaching.com. Scott, I'm going to give the next question to you.
First of all, thank you so much again for your service. I wanted to ask, Alan and I do a lot of work with folks that are in the military and in the process of transitioning out, and many of them want to move into entrepreneurship. What's a piece of advice you could give to those folks, again, who are leaving careers in the military and wondering, what do I do next?
And then I'll add to that, for you, I work with PatriotOutreach.org, which helps military and their families with PTSD. You might check that out. But go ahead and answer Scott's question.
One thing, understand that you're a one percenter and that there's 99% of the world that wants to be like you. And you have a skill set that most men and women don't have. One thing that worked for me is, even though you want to be an entrepreneur, find a corporation to work for. Find a company to work for. Because what they're doing right is they have the ability to at least hire you. They have the ability to market. They have some sort of structure, good or bad. What I've done, I did that for 10 years, but it taught me process. It taught me organization. It taught me kind of that Dale Carnegie, how to win friends and influence people, right? Because understanding, if you go, for me, if I would have gone from military, law enforcement, entrepreneurship, I would have not been able to connect with civilians. And talking to them in a way that wasn't effective for monetizing my growth. And as veterans or military men and women coming out, understand that your service mindset can limit your ability to monetize your business because you do so many things for free because it's what you're made of. So get around people that are civilians.
I love it. Good advice.
And one of the other things that I've seen is this apprehension to promote yourself because you're all about the team.
Right.
And so if we were talking to someone who was maybe nervous about self-promotion when it comes to going out and getting hired and finding a job and bragging about their skill set, what advice could you give to them?
Write down 10 things that you're great at that don't involve you pulling a trigger, unless you're going into law enforcement. Write down 10 things. If you can't think of 10 things you're good at, write down one thing you're good at and 9 things you want to be good at. And then start applying those 9 things to your life. And you realize that, you know, the 5 of them, you're like, this sucks. I don't want to do this. But then those other 5, dial them down to about 2 or 3. And then focus your intentions on those 2 or 3 and where you want to go and how you want to get there.
All right. Before we have to go, first of all, man, I'm really enjoying talking to you and hearing this amazing strength of character that you have to go through what you've gone through. But what was the tipping point for you when you decided, I want to live?
I was 2 pounds of pressure away from killing a man. And I realized that I wasn't put on this earth to take lives. As I'm looking at him, he had 3 kids behind him, and I couldn't kill them. I apprehended him through a fight, and I realized I can't kill. I'm here to change lives, and that was a tipping point for me.
Tell us about what you want moving forward in this world with this book, Think, React, Lead, and your website, domdailycoaching.com. What do you want people to know about Dom?
I don't want them to know anything about Dom. I want them to listen to what I say and find out about themselves. I didn't start doing this to even monetize. It just happened. I don't market. It just happened. I just want people to be comfortable with who they are in their own skin. I just got diagnosed with Tourette's. I've had PTSD. I stuttered until I was 22. But you know what? It's the way God made me. I'm good. I'm good. I just make it look pretty.
Well, I'll tell you what. You're a very compelling human being. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate your time.
And again, thank you for what you have done for this country and for other folks that are afflicted with PTSD, and you give you kind of shine a lamp under their feet that if you follow in these footsteps, there's hope out there. These are the kind of folks that are at Meltdown in the Desert. Scott and I are going to be interviewing them. We'll have some more for you right after these commercial breaks. Again, Entrepreneur Radio, you can find our podcast at entrepreneur.com. Check it out on iTunes. Also, you can watch Scott and I do a fun show called Business and Burgers. We are also involved with Microsoft in that. You can find that at businessandburgers.com. Again, this is Entrepreneur Radio. We'll be right back with more.
Stay tuned. There's more Entrepreneur Radio after these messages.
Push me up against the wall. Young tuck girl in a push-up bra. I'm falling all over myself to lift your heart and pace your hill.
Is Entrepreneur Radio. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
Well, thanks for joining us. I'm Alan Taylor. Of course, we are at the amazingly hot town of Phoenix, Arizona for Meltdown in the Desert, presented by Ryan Tech, Microsoft, and Entrepreneur Magazine. You're listening to Entrepreneur Radio. Joining me right now, you meet some interesting people at these events, is a guy named Cody Jefferson. His organization is EmbraceTheLion.org, coaching program for powerful men that have misplaced their power. I want to just know how you came up with this. I like it.
Yeah, absolutely. So I was in occupational ministry for 12 years. So I traveled the country speaking, organizing events, leading literally thousands of students and adults. At that time, I was also living a second life. That life was a closet alcoholic and a workaholic. I was working 60 to 80 hours a week. I wasn't showing up for my family. I had a family that was struggling with addiction of different means. And to help fix them, in the evenings, I was numbing myself. And so over the course of 18 months, that cost me my family. It cost me a marriage. It cost me half the time with my son. It cost me my reputation. It cost me my own sense of identity and self-worth. I walked away from a job that I had had for 12 years, which meant I didn't have an identity anymore. I searched high and low for mentorship and coaching that would help me find what it meant to be a man again, and I couldn't find it. I couldn't find it in the faith community that I was a part of because we do a really good job of hiding these things. And so I partnered with some powerful men, and I created the program myself. And so now I walk men of faith who have misplaced that energy and misplaced what priority looks like in their head, in their heart, in their health, in their habits to find what power looks like in their lives.
A coaching program for powerful men that have misplaced their power. And I can't tell you how many of us men do that. I actually think we are supposed to. I think that is how we learn the most, not in college, not in grammar school, not in some sort of a class that your company sends you to, unless it's one like this. I think failure is the best teacher of all. And it's then when you find where your character is and what your moral compass is all about. So you were already in that kind of world of the moral compass. And how did yours... I mean, maybe you could just for a moment, and I hate to ask you to expose yourself in this way, but what caused you to stray?
The expectation that I put on myself, right? So I am a classic perfectionist, and everything has to be in its right and proper place, right? I have to say the right things. I have to wear the right things. I have to act a certain way in the culture that I was a part of. You assume a certain role that is presumed for you, right? And so you look and show up in a very, very predefined, prepackaged way. And so the expectation that I put on myself to deliver 24/7 and to always be on cost me my family, right? Because instead of having dinner with my, at the time, wife, instead of having dinner with my son, I was taking texts and calls from people who were going through trials and their own personal hell, And so what I have learned is if you can't show up for your family and for yourself, you don't need to show up for anyone.
Sound familiar, entrepreneurs? You have a lot of tattoos. Is this before, after, during? I'm curious because most people with tattoos are telling a story with their tats.
When I was a child, I was the product of some pretty dark situations and abusive situations. And the hands that always reached out to rescue me in those situations were hands and arms covered in ink. And so for me, from a very young age, I knew that I wanted to be covered in tattoos because for me, it didn't symbolize some sort of rebellion. It symbolized safety. And so I am deeply immersed in the tattoo culture. I help organize a large tattoo convention in Oklahoma, the largest in Oklahoma. And I am all about breaking down stigmas of what it means to look a little bit different.
Yet you're an incredibly good-looking man, and I haven't been married 31 years to a woman, but I mean, you, and I say that with all the love in the world from one man to another, you're a good-looking guy, and so you didn't need to have anything to change your looks to make you look better. It was really about, for you, that safety that you felt from this look. But is there stories within these tattoos?
Oh, absolutely. So my knuckle tattoos, which we like to call in the industry job stoppers, because you will hardly ever get a job with knuckle tattoos. There's a cross, a dagger, an anchor, and a crown. That is Christ, my Savior, my protector, my anchor, and my King. I prefer American traditional tattoos. I have a sparrow on my arm that represents my younger brother who went to prison for his addiction, reminding me to always pray for him that he will not always be in a cage. I've got a cross representing my faith. I've got an anchor with AIC under it to remind myself that I am anchored in Christ. An arrowhead because I am Native American. I've got my son's birthday and a horse head because I call him my cowboy. And outside of that, I've got just a lot of pieces that I've collected from tattoo artists that I respect from all over the country.
You are certainly an interesting man. I want to look into you more. EmbraceTheLion.org if you folks are interested. Again, coaching program for powerful men that have misplaced their power. What do you want the world to know about you?
I'm a product of my habits. I believe we're all a product of our habits. And so I help men show up through habits and through mindset. Mine were very broken. And I believe that as men, we carry that with us. And so for me, what I want to be known as is a man who shows up for my family, who shows up for myself before I show up for anyone else. And so if I'm not living out what it is that I'm trying to teach you, I have no business trying to teach you anything.
Man of character right here in front of me. Cody Jefferson, EmbraceTheLion.org. I love the people I'm meeting here at Meltdown in the Desert. MeltdownEvent.com. I'm glad that Entrepreneur is involved with it. Cody, thank you very much. We'll take a break. Come back with more right here on Entrepreneur Radio.
It was 1989. My thoughts were so...
This is Entrepreneur Radio. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
Welcome back. I am at Meltdown at the Desert, and Scott excused himself because there was a really good speaker going on downstairs. So that's okay, Scott. You can fill me in later. Joining me right now is Kevin McMillan from Ryan Tech. Now, Ryan Tech is a company that to me is going to change your world. I know because he's changing my world right now. We were downstairs and I was at the Ryan Tech display. There's a couple little displays in the front entrance here. He's one of the sponsors along with Entrepreneur and Microsoft, and he works with Microsoft. And Kevin is the founder and president of this company, RyanTechInc.com. You can find it on the web. And he's making me an app. I've been wanting to get an app for years. But I've been quoted everything from $25,000 for a so-so one to $50,000 for a really good one and a really crummy one for $5,000. And when I was talking to you, the prices you were talking were a lot less than that. And I thought to myself, well, he's got to have some mechanism in place. And, of course, knowing what you've been doing for our friends over at, of course, and I work with them, we'll tell the world about Barrett Jackson, the world's greatest collector car auction, and you guys are doing kind of all the back-end stuff for them now, and I've been using that technology. So when you said you could help me make an app, I was like, oh my gosh, here's finally my chance after about 5 years of wanting an app. So Kevin McMillan, how do you do this magic?
If we break it down, it's simpler than you could possibly think. We use the Microsoft Cloud. Essentially, we've built a bunch of code and areas in the cloud that we can repeat and reuse app after app. None of them look the same. They all look different, different colors, different shapes, different everything. But since we have provided the Apple Store and the Android Store an approved framework, all we do is develop new apps with new content and publish them, and they immediately get fast-tracked into the stores.
And it takes, what, a couple weeks, a month?
I guess it could if we were on vacation for a couple of weeks or a month. But when we were downstairs, you noticed that we got yours up and running and Scott Duffy's up and running in about 20, 25 minutes.
And he's not joking. I was like, what? Well, no wonder it's such a bargain in what you guys can do. And I don't know whether you want to tell the price of what you guys will charge for something like this, but I was blown away. And the fact that this framework that you're talking about, that you guys have put together, I looked at Scott's and I was like, okay, I got to have me one of those. But let's talk about RyanTech, and then we'll come back to the app. RyanTech is an amazing company, and maybe you could tell a little bit of the story on that.
Well, probably similar to the story I just told down in the auditorium, is we were so grateful with the partnership with Microsoft to give away some devices and some apps to some of the attendees. I don't know if you were there for the app part. I think you were. I'm so excited about those two winners. One's going to change the life of people with thyroid disease via the use of an app. And another one, Chris, is going to do something also similar, something great for the world, not necessarily a profit-driven thing. And how we got started with RyanTech was in 1998, believe it or not. I was working for big corporate America. Western Diversified was the company name, got gobbled up by Protective Life. I was the big techie in the room with this huge, large company, and they were just pounding me with rules and regulations. And I'd been an entrepreneur all my life up until that point. So let's just say I left, and I started RyanTech, and we started to power many, many different companies through over the years, all the way to 2013 from vhix.com. I co-founded that. We were involved with StoneAge.com, Cars Direct, Car.com, many, many others, Kelley Blue Book, Chrome Systems. And we were building technology for so many other companies that were doing well, but we were just worker bees. So at one moment, our COO came to me and said, you know, we really need to have something that's ours. So we took the Microsoft Cloud, put our own spin on it. We focus on verticals, vertical approaches. So the automotive industry, legal, healthcare, construction, and entrepreneurs. And that's all we play in. We don't spend marketing dollars to go try and find a sofa manufacturer. They come to us and ask us to sell them something, we will. But we focus in these industries because our staff knows their lingo. We understand their business. And we can put together a package that makes sense for them so that they're not confused.
So it's interesting. When I heard you did all this car stuff, as you know, I spent many years in the car industry and still am in there. And that's why Barrett Jackson can be a part of our relationship. When I heard what you did, including Kelley Blue Book, KBB.com, I thought to myself, well, gosh, I need to get to know these guys. But your name's not Ryan. There's a guy sitting across the table that is having a birthday named Ryan. He's what, 20?
24. And I absolutely demoralized him 1 year. If you remember, for the Worldwide Partner Conference at Microsoft, which we're about to head out to, I made him say this one sentence. I put it all over Facebook and YouTube as a social media thing. And he stood in front of our awards and said, hi, I'm the Ryan from RyanTech, and I get to work from school and remote and so forth and something like that. He was absolutely mortified. But you know what? The public loved it.
And this is your son.
That's my son.
So now today, you're working with some amazing companies. I think you were, Microsoft Partner of the Year a few times?
Yeah, three times so far in different business groups. We're very, very proud of that.
What does that mean?
So Microsoft is this big behemoth software giant that's all over the globe. And they give out awards that are selected by their top executive staff for performance based on indexes that they specify. So they're really, really specific to Microsoft. We won the Partner of the Year Award in Windows in 2012. In 2014, it was in cloud, and in this last year, 2016, we won it in the Southwest as the SMB Champ of the Year. So we did a lot more than a whole bunch of other people.
Well, I mean, you know, when you have a company that big to be their of the year partner, that's a pretty big deal. Do you want to tell the world what RyanTech can make an app for somebody for?
Oh, I would love to. We came to this show. Our standard pricing is $3,750 to build the app. We give a 50% discount to the attendees of the show to support their entrepreneurial energy. We have another fee, and that is for us to maintain and host and administer the app for you ongoing. We charge $50 a month for up to 3 changes per month, and we charge $300 a month for up to 20 changes. So if you feel like you're going to need to get in and out of the app and alter stuff often and you want us to do it, it'll be $300 a month on top of that. If you just want to change things once in a while, up to 3 times a month, it's $50 a month. The next question people typically ask is, well, how can you do that? Because it's less than $4,000 or $5,000 a year, right? Or the first year, and the next year it's only $600. It's because we're not having to do a bunch of work. We have people that receive the ticket change, publish the change in the web browser, as you saw on the app we're building for you, and then the change goes live in the store, bypassing all of the stuff that normal app builders have to do that are not cloud-powered.
All I can say is if you've done your research like I have, my gosh, entrepreneurs, take advantage of this. Check out RyanTechInc.com and whatever deal. How do they find that on the web, by the way? Is there a special place in your website they can go?
On our website under Cloud Solutions, there's the products called Dealer Appy, and you can certainly click there.
And for any kind of business?
Any kind of business, yeah, absolutely. We really love to focus on small business, entrepreneur, and automotive because we understand their plight. I mean, that's what we've been doing my whole career. But any business. I mean, an app is a pretty simple thing.
And I think that in this day and age, everybody should have an app. Any kind of business, any kind of entrepreneur, you should have an app. Well, there you go. That's my my little gift to you guys because I'm taking advantage of it. RyanTechInc.com. Kevin, thank you so much.
Thank you as well.
One of the great partners that helped put on this event, Meltdown in the Desert, meltdownevent.com. You're listening to Entrepreneur Radio.
Stay tuned. There's more Entrepreneur Radio after these messages. Entrepreneur Radio. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
Welcome back. I am Alan Taylor, and today in Phoenix, Arizona for Meltdown in the Desert. Yes, it's hotter than hell. It's like 115. Airplanes here stop taking off because at 117, a jet cannot fly. So yeah, there's a lot of flights canceled. Joining me right now, a guy who did make it through, Tommy Baker, ResistAverageAcademy.com. He has a new book out, just came out in March, Unresolution. Tommy, tell about this Unresolution. What does that mean?
Yes, and thank you so much for having me. And I like to say in Phoenix, if you can't stand the heat, get out of the kitchen. But the book specifically is about how resolutions and people making resolutions, that mindset leads people to failure. And, you know, we're always looking to create resolutions, but to me, why do we have to wait for a digit to change from a 8 to a 9, from a 9 to a 0 to create change? And I think it makes people create false expectations and then wake up 3 months later and actually be worse off than they started. So I created the book as a blueprint to allow people to choose to change today and really set a course of action to close the gap from where they are to ultimately where they want to be without waiting for another year or another birthday to pass by.
I like this. Now tell me about Resist Average Academy.
It's a podcast platform, and I get to interview some of the best entrepreneurs, some of the best athletes, some of the best spiritual people in the game, and really extract the wisdom. And I like to say that the whole platform is to give people the knowledge, the inspiration, and then the practical action steps to integrate the material into their life. Because you and I know information these days, we've got enough of it. So the platform is designed to allow people to really integrate the material. And I want to make sure that anybody who listens to it, and that's why I go one level deeper on the academy in terms of the interviews, because I want to extract the wisdom so somebody wakes up the next day and they actually change a behavior in their life.
Let's flip it on me. You interview me, Tommy Baker, ResistAverageAcademy.com. Take it over.
What's been the most surprising interview that you've ever done in your career?
Wow, the most surprising. I'll tell you what, I interviewed Bob Proctor. I had no idea who Bob Proctor was. They just said, you need to interview Bob Proctor. And I said, well, if you say I should interview Bob Proctor, then I will. And I spent a whole hour with this gentleman named Bob Proctor. And I told him, I said, listen, I'm just going to do this raw like I do everything. And I'm going to tell you, I don't know who you are. I know you've written a number of books and things, but tell me about who you are and why should I believe what you say? And he just started talking, and he kind of laughed a little bit at the beginning. But when I found out who he was, I was glad that I didn't know who he was, because I got to ask him questions that were things that I would have probably never asked a guy of his stature and his, you know, just immense knowledge. And I love that. I like to be a little kid and sit down next to somebody at the park bench and say, what do you do? I always felt like I was Forrest Gump.
I love that curiosity, right? And to me, there's a dichotomy there, because as an interviewer myself, I do place immense amounts of preparation. You know, we had Tom Bilyeu, the keynote here, and I interviewed him for my show, and I prepped him, and I said, I'm going to blow your mind in terms of how deep we go. And he was like, dude, that's a bold thing to say to me, because he prides himself on his interviews. Anyways, and it happened. I caught him. There was a moment in the interview where he said, you got me. But I do like the flip side of that, which is exactly what you talked about, that open space where anything is possible, and you're really curious, and you have no pretext to put in your own biases or assumptions. So that's powerful.
Okay, question number two for Alan Taylor, the most incredible man in the world.
So you mentioned this example with Bob Proctor, which is super interesting. But in terms of and you mentioned how you do things raw, but do you have a process that you follow, or what does that process look like for you to extract what you're looking for in any of your interviews?
I'm actually interviewing you while you're interviewing me, while I'm interviewing you. And you know what? I feel like that, you know, to give you a chance to flip it on you like that all of a sudden and catch you off guard, I love doing that. I love catching people off guard, not to hurt them. I want to be also the golden parachute. I want to, you know, play with you. I want to get to know you, watch your brain think, watch you come up with a question for the guy that's interviewing you that says, okay, you interview me. To me, that's fun. And you know what? It means I have to take a break right now, because they're yelling at me saying, take a break. We'll take a break. It is Entrepreneur Radio, and I'm being interviewed by a very interesting man, Tommy Baker. I mean, I'm interviewing him. ResistAverageAcademy.com. He has a great podcast. I can't wait to hear myself, because you're going to interview me. His book is Unresolution. Just came out in March. Check it out. Again, ResistAverageAcademy.com, his website. And be right back with more Entrepreneur Radio.
Get the latest issue of Entrepreneur Magazine delivered right to your door. Visit entrepreneur.com and subscribe today.
Fold them, let them hit me, raise it, baby, stay with me.
I love it.
Love game, intuition, play the cards with spades to start.
And after he's been hooked, I'll play the one that's on his heart.
This is Entrepreneur Radio. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
Welcome back. I'm Alan Taylor. This is Entrepreneur Radio. Thanks for joining us at Meltdown in the Desert. Yes, it is hotter than heck outside. It has affected my brain, so I've flipped it on myself and said to my guest, interview me. His name's Tommy Baker, ResistAverageAcademy.com. Let's continue on with my fantastic interview.
Third question. Out of all the entrepreneurs that you've been able to interview, what would you say is the biggest commonality to either their achievement in life or their fulfillment, which is their ability to enjoy their life?
That's actually a really good question. Doggone it, Tommy Baker, T-Biscuit, T-Bone, you got me. No, I'm joking. It is a good question, though, because I've never really had to think about, is there a commonality in it? I guess that entrepreneurs have like taken off some of the, you know, the coat of arms that they put on in life, and they're not afraid to be, I guess, just open about what they feel and what they think and how they express themselves. I notice that more and more and more I hear people in public dropping the F-bomb. Now, I was taught that's rude, but it just seems like that, you know, in this world to express yourself and not be a fuddy-duddy. I mean, and Tony Robbins is one of those guys that he wanted to appeal to younger people. And if you watch his stuff, warning, you will hear F-bombs and lots of language. And it seems even at this event, there's quite a bit of language going around. Now, I was taught, because I have a British father, that you're better off quiet and thought a fool than to open your mouth and remove all doubt. So be thoughtful of what comes out of your mouth. Although my father has such a command of the English language and such depth of field because he studied language, and so he can use language, and it's the sharpest knife you've ever seen. Me, I don't have such a command of the English language. I am just very transparent, and I think that most entrepreneurs love transparency. Would you agree?
I completely agree. I think that's a huge part of entrepreneurship, and especially with so many new people coming into the entrepreneurship game, also coming from a corporate structure where they didn't have that transparency. And so learning to adapt to that is absolutely crucial.
Question four.
Well, on that token, you probably go to a lot of events, as you just mentioned. You interview a lot of people. The workplace is changing very rapidly. I think the statistic is by 2020, over 40% of the workforce will be freelance or entrepreneurial. And so there's a lot of new entrepreneurs coming in. And so I think with great opportunity and great freedoms also come great challenges. And so my question to you is, what do you foresee as the biggest challenge for new entrepreneurs going forward entering the marketplace?
The big challenge for entrepreneurs, I think, is one word, trust. Because if your employer doesn't trust you, and employers, if you don't trust your employees, then you have a dysfunctional relationship to begin with. And how then can you work from home, or how can you be entrepreneurial and be, you know, given the keys to the kingdom to do what you think is best? And I only know that because I have that problem. I have that problem because it's hard to trust people. You want to trust people, but how many times have you been burned? How many times have you been lied to? How many times have you been taken advantage of? Yet in the good book, it says to, you know, forgive 70 times 7 or 7 times 70 times or whatever. In other words, just keep forgiving. But also, you don't want to be a fool. So I think what it boils down to is be thoughtful of who you put in your circle. And if you choose carefully who you have in your employment or who you work for, then you're eliminating a huge piece of that. So with knowing that this segment is going to be cut short, I'm going to ask you one question. What do you want the world to know about you, Tommy Baker?
Yeah, I want them to know that in a world of nearly unlimited options, and I'll speak in a business context right now because of the platform, but in a world of unlimited options, focus comes at a premium. And it becomes my job to help people get really crystal clear about what they want and then take the first few steps. And what I've seen from my experience is when you take those first few steps, you start building a confidence and a trust, and you start seeing your vision actually become real. And that's, to me, the ultimate motivation in life and business is seeing progress. And that's what I want to leave with people with, is to get clear and then start taking those first couple steps, and then it's all going to start to unfold.
I like him. His name's Tommy Baker, resistaverageacademy.com, his book, Unresolution. That's about it. I'm going to go get some sleep because I've been up for 20-something hours, and I like doing my show every now and then when I have only half a brain tied behind my back. All right, Tommy, thank you so much. I'm Alan Taylor. That's about it for this hour of the show. We hope that you'll check out our podcast at entrepreneur.com and pick up an issue of the magazine on newsstands everywhere. See you next time. Just banging on the front door.